This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Muthokar, and with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with thecitywire.com, the news service that covers culture, politics, business and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I like that point about it, the entire – we do cover the entire area.
You do.
Finally.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, we have all kinds of good news today, but let's start with the not-so-great reports that we've encountered in the past week. Now, this report deals with the Bureau of Labor Statistics report that said that Arkansas and Mississippi were the only two states to see an increase in their 2011 average unemployment rate.
Correct. You know, it's like we talked about just a few minutes ago earlier. The reports we're getting on the economy, both from the government and private sector, continue to fuel that uncertainty. I mean, we get a report that says things are looking up, and then we get a report that says not so much. But yes, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Wednesday that Arkansas and Mississippi saw their average annual jobless rate increase. So only two states. Arkansas moved up from 7.9% average in 2010 to 8%. It wasn't much of a jump, but to be two of 50 states to go up is disconcerting, discouraging possibly. And we also, unfortunately, had an increase in the number of mass layoff incidents. Mm-hmm. And that's when there are at least 50 people who lose a job for more than 31 days. And in 2011, there were 154 of those, compared to 71 in 2010, compared to 117 in 2009. So in the last 3 years, this most recent year had the most mass layoff incidents. But then, you know, we come back to some government reports. For example, also on Wednesday, the GDP numbers came out, and it showed a somewhat healthy gain in GDP. It's a 3% gain for the fourth quarter of 2011 compared to 2.3% in 2010. So that's not... That's a good report, and then we follow that with the American Trucking Association. They put out their index. They track freight tonnage, which is a great barometer of economic health, because before goods are either produced or sold, they have to be trucked. And the trucking index fell 4% in January. So, you know, that's not good news. But then the credit index was up in February, which is good news. But consumer debt, then there's mixed emotions on consumer debt. Hmm. Like we said, it's just, all of these different reports continue to create uncertainty about the health of the economic recovery. So, you know, uncertainty is the key point.
Let's move on to some numbers, some solid numbers. Sales tax collections are up.
Yes, in both Northwest Arkansas and in the Fort Smith region, mm-hmm. Tax collections are up. For example, in the five Northwest Arkansas cities, Bentonville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Fayetteville, and Springdale, there's a collective 9.4% increase in the January report. I mean, that's healthy. A big chunk of that, Bentonville, was up 39.5%. Officials there credit that to the increase in visitors from Crystal Bridges. But, I mean, those are good, healthy numbers. I mean, that reflects that people are back spending. And remember, that's what this economy needs. It needs people to spend, both locally, state, and nationally. And in the Fort Smith region, or in the city of Fort Smith, its 2011 tax collections were up 3.9%. And so that's a good report for the area. And several counties were up. Crawford County, I think, was about the only county to see a decrease, and it was a very slight decrease. But Franklin, Logan, and Sebastian all saw increases in their countywide sales tax collections. So that is a good sign. And that was one area that began to improve last year, and it's been consistent. So that's one area where we should really keep our fingers crossed and hope that continues.
Now, coming up in 12 days is a vote on whether Fort Smith voters should consider a 1 cent tax extension that'll help the city fund its water system maintenance, provide funds for Parks Department, and build new facilities. How successful do you think this will be, considering the rejection of 1% prepared food tax last year by voters?
Right, that's a great question. I think historically Fort Smith voters have overwhelmingly approved sales tax increases or extensions to support critical infrastructure projects, and most of this election is about that. It's refinancing bonds for the water and sewer system upgrades. By the way, upgrades that are mandated, required by the Department of Justice, EPA. So I don't see a problem with that passing. The problem I see is the part of the election that has to do with the aquatics facilities and ballparks. I don't have a feel for that, to be honest with you. I'm still get the impression that folks aren't convinced it's needed, that they haven't been convinced it's yet necessary. I talk to a lot of people who say that'd be nice, but I just don't know if we can afford it right now. So that's going to be the interesting part of this election.
Also, what's the latest on the removal of the 8N fighter mission from the 188?
Well, it's ongoing, I guess is the best word. Just a couple days ago, six members of Arkansas's congressional delegation sent a fairly frank letter to Secretary of Defense Panetta asking for some questions. I mean, their letter, if you read between the lines, they suggest that they suggest a couple of things, or they suggest a lot of things, but the two primary is that are that the Air Force unfairly cut missions and planes from the reserves side compared to the active duty side. And secondly, even in those cuts, they didn't fully measure the most efficient use of resources, because people with the 188 and the community council here in Fort Smith, they maintain that because the unit is so close to its range, I mean, their firing range is there at Fort Chaffee was just, when you're flying several hundred miles an hour like you are in A-10, I mean, you're, by the time you take off, you're almost over your range. So that's very efficient. So they've asked some pointed questions, and they've asked Secretary Panetta to have a response no later than March 12th.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Michael Tilley is the editor with thecitywire.com, the news service that covers culture, politics, business, and more for the entire KUAF listening area.